8 million Virginians are in the driest summer since 1941, and the state's 400 data centers collectively drink more water per day than the counties being asked to conserve. Governor Spanberger filed directly into an SCC rate case this week, pushing a standard that would make data centers pay for their own transmission lines rather than spreading $1.58 billion across residential bills, roughly $2.90 more per month on a typical Dominion customer's charge. Separately, the Virginia Supreme Court ruled that parole board members serve fixed terms the governor cannot cut short, a precedent that outlasts this administration. Arlington's Planning Commission voted 8-0 to convert two empty Pentagon City office towers into 607 apartments. The county board votes July 18th, and 174 more GDIT contractor jobs near the Pentagon may disappear by August 8th if the F-35 contract does not renew by July 31st. In Hampton Roads, a mass shooting in Northampton County left 2 dead and 3 injured, with a suspect in custody. James City County says Busch Gardens Williamsburg owes nearly $22 million in back taxes. Two concrete ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Leopold's Preserve hosts trail cleanups on Friday mornings, open to students, families, and groups. No experience needed. In the Shenandoah Valley, Ride with Pride is looking for therapeutic horsemanship volunteers to lead horses and support students with disabilities. A hands-on commitment that makes a direct difference. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.